right. I need a little rocking attitude right there. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You've always had coming back. We're very excited, and I know all the members of the Clay Nation are here because, and
well,
I know
as,
Papa,
as are we.
As are we. Sam aren't can hardly members? Contain himself.
We're total members.
Absolutely.
Clay, you feeling all right now?
Much better.
Did you have some spinach or what happened?
I don't know what happened.
But Clay was very apologetic.
It didn't look the same when it came back.
The best part was he was like, you know, I was supposed to be here the other day. I'm sorry, but you wouldn't have wanted it.
Right. We appreciate you taking one for the team for us then. You feeling better today?
I am.
You feeling strong?
Yes.
Ready to go?
Well,
let's do it.
Huge performance on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I know.
At the record store signing, by the way, the CD coming in number two in the country, 200,000 sold.
The stuff. Wait a minute. I heard that you beat Justin Timberlake. I heard that yesterday.
It was a kind of an arm wrestling match, but I've lost.
That's when you're number one or number two.
It doesn't matter.
I'm used to coming in second. So.
We have lots of people who would agree with that.
Well,
we are so glad you're here today. You probably heard about some of this news, shocking news this morning. We'll talk to you more in a second about this. Shocking news from the sports world. A Dallas TV station reports that Cowboys receiver Terrell Owens tried to commit suicide by swallowing prescription pain medication. WFAA-TV obtained the Dallas police report that says Owens admitted that he had taken the pills and was indeed trying to harm himself. Owens was hospitalized late Tuesday because of what his publicist said was an allergic reaction to pain medication.
I was thinking, Clay, with regard to somebody such as yourself as in the limelight, you know, you had the stomach flu the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 seconds
no,
later.
No 30 pills of Vicodin.
Right. but you know what I mean? It's like.
It would only take two to knock me out. Yeah,
but you know, it's like, he's addicted to Pepto-Bismol.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's a fascination with just trying to sensationalize anything. Yeah. So I would not be surprised. It doesn't surprise me at all that it's a news story without any you know, factual basis. Yet.
So perhaps the cautionary note is, let's wait and see.
Right.
And if it indeed was a suicide attempt, let's hope he gets the help he gets. And if it wasn't, let's hope he gets
that. I thought the gist of the press conference from the police guy this morning was really interesting and almost kind of funny.
Wasn't it?
It was like, hey, whatever this is, didn't come from us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was all.
Right.
That's the only reason he held a conference.
Very well.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
run.
The bigger concern is if it wasn't, you know, really a suicide attempt, that hopefully people won't remember it as a suicide attempt, because I think, you know, that's the thing that's going to stick in people's minds no matter what the truth is. Oh, remember Terrell Owens tried to commit suicide,
absolutely.
Even if it wasn't true.
Absolutely. Well, the blame game.